from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour for us. Still plenty to get to. As always, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as Falcons-Dolphins joint practice day one wraps up from Miami. Give you a little bit of info that we've learned from what went on down there. Brandon Adams going to join us in about 20 minutes as well. Talk some Georgia football with him. Then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All that coming up. Yeah, final
hour. We just talked about the surfing. Yes, Caroline Marks, she won the gold medal in women's surfing. And I was like, where the hell are they going to surf in France? They're in Tahiti right now, which is the coolest thing, man.
French Polynesia.
Yes, but I'm just thinking, there's no way. Now, would you consider surfing if you put on a wetsuit, got on the board and paddled out a little bit, but didn't stand up?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then I didn't surf then. Mm-mm. But yeah.
Well, okay. All right. I didn't know you were talking about you.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about them. If they did that would not be good. Did you try to stand up?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Scared of
it. Yeah. No, it's, I mean, where were you?
In San Diego.
Okay. But pretty big waves.
Yeah, but the scariest thing is like when you're down, say, at Destin, and them kids be throwing that little board thing
and run
and jump on it. Like, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
But it's so cool when they do it.
Yeah, but still.
So when I was a kid, we were at the beach, and a kid did that. I didn't know that he had a skimboard. I thought he just slid on the wet sand.
No, Andy, you didn't.
Yeah, and so I took off running. I was like, that looked so cool. I just skid, pow. Right on my face.
Yeah.
He had a boogie board.
Looking at them waves and everything, there's no way.
You tried to surf. So if I got back behind a speedboat, had the rope, had my feet in a what's that called? Wakeboard,
mm-hmm.
but didn't stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Did I wakeboard?
Yes.
I tried to wakeboard.
Yeah, you tried. But it wasn't.
It was hard.
It's so much harder than you think. I couldn't even get out there mm-hmm. without having the damn board keep turning on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, this is something that, I'll always say that I tried. There's no way in hell I would ever look at. I mean, just to be able to have the balance to ride that wave like that,
yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
And then, if they get a really good one, like they're getting in Tahiti right now, that wave barrels over.
Yes.
And you're inside a tunnel of water.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how they judge it. I don't know what makes a good one or a bad one. They all look like they're doing incredible. But, yeah, the American woman won the gold yesterday in surfing. I think the American man didn't, but that's all right. He's out there hanging out.
That's a
good one to not win, though, because, you know what? At least you got to go surfing.
And you got to go to Tahiti.
You got to go to Tahiti.
Yeah.
And that would be if you were able to get the assignment of covering the Olympics. I don't know what the worst sport to cover would be. They'd all be fine.
Yeah.
But if they were like, yeah, you're going to cover the Olympics, you got surfing.
It's like, where they surf in France? They don't, but Tahiti has great waves, so you're going down there.
Hell yeah.
That's the best assignment you could possibly get.
Dog, working in Tahiti? Sign me up. And I don't know nothing about half dingers or whatever them things are called, or catching waves, or the green room. I ain't worried about none of that.
No, I think you got all the terminology right.
Yeah, that's all I need
right
to say.
Right there, yeah.
Oh, he wrote that, baby. that's all I was saying.
Look, man, they got Snoop Dogg calling play-by-play on all this stuff.
I could do that.
You could do that.
I could do that. He wrote that wave, baby.
Why are you doing that voice?
That's how that would be my surf voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Rode that wave, baby.
You just think white people like surfing?
That ain't my white voice.
It's not?
No, man. Oh. That's my commentating voice.
What's your white voice? All right, maybe later. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I would say with the joint practices, it's more of a, you can simulate the game situation, but it's a more controlled environment, right, if that makes sense. So with the preseason, there's things that you can't control and you don't, but with those games, you can go out and you can play your ones more. You can play all your guys for as many reps as you want. And you can tell, when you have, especially a team like Miami, we have great relationships with that staff. And so Raheem can tell Michael, okay, hey, this is what I want to see. I want to see this, and this.
Right.
And we know that we want to see this particular corner against some speed, or we want to see this particular guy against this, and they can really work together, and you can do that. So you can really create those game-type situations in a controlled environment.
You think you get annoyed if you're one of those corners, and it's like, all right, I know you specifically wanted to see me in this situation, the situation being one-on-one with Tyreek Hill.
Right.
All right, what you really need to see? Like, all right, we got it. It went the way you thought it was going to go. He burned me. It was one-on-one. I had no safety help, whatever.
Yeah.
We're good?
Yeah, man.
Because if you ever set me up like that in a game, that's what's going to happen too.
Yeah,
all
but
right?
I mean, the thing about it, there's no game planning. There's no none of that right now. You make adjustments. A lot of times it's basic coverage and everything. You're not trying, unless you got a blitz period or things like that. If it's just regular team, you do your best to just go out there and go man-on-man. And, you know, when you're not at a joint practice like we're not, you're trying to judge who's winning what route. You can go by certain guys who are down there, certain people I trust that I will listen to or whatever happens. But, yeah, you see different reports. Falcons are doing well, a couple sacks, a couple interceptions and everything like that. So, but, yeah, when you're in the team period, it's just it really is, you know, nothing overly extravagant.
No. I mean, really, one of the things that you – again, they're doing this for their benefit to try to get a little work, but you see who's out there with who. By reports, Bijan and Algier both got a lot of reps with the ones. Okay, not surprising. You saw London, Mooney, and McLeod out there in three wide receiver sets. Not surprising. A lot of Drake London targets. Not surprising. Apparently, he got into a dust-up a little bit with one of the Dolphins' corners. No one got hurt, which is the most important thing. No one walked off the field. I guess Kyle Pitts didn't get a ton of looks, but based on what people are saying, looks better running than he did last year. And that's kind of that.
Like, yeah,
Penix was out there as well. I guess he was hot and cold, but had a couple of nice completions as well. And Tyreek had a nice catch, a long one from Tua as well. So kind of the stuff that you would expect, but you get a little confirmation. It's like, all right, looks like Ray McLeod is taking over that third spot. You get that a little confirmed there with him being out there with those guys, and who's going to be out there with the ones. So.
Yeah, I mean, and all of it is, you know, especially when you talk about coming to this game on Friday, don't know who's up. We know Kirk's not playing.
Yeah.
I highly doubt Bijan plays.
Bet he doesn't. Yeah. I bet Kyle doesn't.
Kyle doesn't party
play.
Yeah,
Drake might not.
Yeah, so I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get. So that's when we talk when you talk to head coaches about the practice according to, you know, what they're going to do in the preseason. It's just, you know, I would like to see how many guys practice in the joint practices as far as starters play in the actual preseason game itself. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times they might judge that as the reps that you need to go out there and get your work done and not have to necessarily go into the game and play. Because you got, we talked about it yesterday, you're going to get 100 reps at least, you know, against another opponent. And so how do you view that if you're looking at how long do your starters play and things like that in the game?
It did also sound like Miami's pass rush affected the Falcons' offensive line a little bit.
Which ain't good.
Maybe a little more check down than you would have liked to have seen. Maybe some more Bijan receptions, not planned Bijan receptions.
Right.
Because of that, and that's something to watch. I mean, this offensive line is supposed to be a strength, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, it's one practice with Miami, but that's a huge key to this season.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
gotta protect him.
You're gonna have to protect Kirk, and if they don't, then it's gonna be, you know, that's a recipe for bad stuff. So you don't like to see that, but again, I don't know. Maybe some of those were designed. I'm not sure.
No,
I didn't see it.
Yeah, and a lot of those, we talk about game planning and stuff like that. You know, a lot of that is like one reps. A lot of that is those games and twists. I mean, there's so many different elements to it. But yeah, if they don't protect, they can't win. And I mean, that's what Indy.
Yeah, that's with anybody.
Team.
But this offensive line is one that's supposed to be.
Yes.
Supposed to be
and I don't know
good.
If Miami's guys are back yet either. Because no. Jaden, he tore his ACL late mm-hmm. December. So I don't know if all these guys are back or not. But no, that's something. Again, it's first practice, going against a new scheme, going against some new players. Got to get the comfortable. I ain't trying to make no excuses. You cannot lose one-on-one battles. All right? Practice, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, especially if this is the time that they're evaluating.
Yeah.
More than the preseason games or the reps against your own teammates or whatever. Because it's always funny because it's like, all right, when they're at practice last week or the week before, it's like, yeah, the joint practices are really the ones we're going to focus on. But then today they'll come and be like, yeah, I mean, we saw quite a bit of what we wanted to see. Mm-hmm. Anything specific? Mm-hmm. No, we just got some good work.
Got some good
work. Well, what about when this guy lost that? Well, yeah, but you know, you don't really know what we were trying to do. Will you tell us what you were trying to do? No, we can't really divulge anything.
But that's the truth, though.
Okay.
It is, because a lot of times you look at a lot of these plays. In one-on-ones, and there's like Mike Hughes would never,
of course,
be in a situation there would be no safety to help
happen.
Over top with Tyreek Hill. But at the same time, hell, you never know what happened. It might be a wrong read. Now, if you got smart ball players back that you would automatically know. Oh, there's 10. I ain't got no other read but him.
Yeah,
you know,
trying to make sure we get a body on this.
Yeah, gotta make sure we got to get covers on this guy. But a lot of times it is you just go out there playing man to man, play a simple cover three or something like that, and hopefully you hold up. And the thing is that because it doesn't count really as far as wins or losses, you can do some different stuff.
Yeah, now you can work on
different coverages.
Yeah. If you get burned, fronts, it doesn't
everything.
Really matter.
Yeah.
If the play you run doesn't work out, it doesn't matter because it's not. Actually,
because
for a win
the
or
one
a
thing
loss.
You're not doing because you're not game planning one,
yeah.
And then and not every play is for every look, and not every look can cover every play, and so it just happens like that. You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You just want to win more.
That's
than you
just
lose.
Life, right there.
Yeah, you want to win more than you lose.
Life lesson, right there. It's just fun because, like, you know. We kind of lead up to training camp, and then training camp starts. It's like, well, yeah, today was a walkthrough. All right. Well, today was a light day. Okay. It's like, well, we practiced, but we didn't do all our stuff. And then it's like, we did some stuff today, but not a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then Friday, well, no one's going to play. And it's like, well, all right. Well, what part of it? What part of it are we supposed to look at and care about?
Right.
Like, what are we supposed to dig into and be like, that matters right there? Okay, I'm not all right. Week one against Pittsburgh.
That's when it matters.
Because then you can't be like, well, you know.
Exactly.
It's a long season.
But
not
that's
really.
When it matters.
Exactly.
That's when it matters.
Exactly. You
know, I mean, that's when all that.
Here's what I hope coming out of Friday. Because, again, you're not going to know a ton from today outside of, you know, kind of who was in what groupings and who did what. Maybe a highlight here, highlight there, whatever. Not that it makes a world of difference one way or the other, but it would be really nice if Friday and then coming into Monday was like you had to sort of temper enthusiasm as opposed to explain away bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the preseason has been a lot of, well, you know, that's not really going to be the group that's out there.
Right.
So they did get embarrassed by the first team that they played against, but it doesn't really matter because that's not – I just love the Falcons to go out there and look awesome, and then we could have to try to talk ourselves out of being excited
instead of
looking as opposed to talk yourself into something that you didn't
see. You don't want to
come
out with I understand 100% what you're saying. You don't want it to come when we go – because we'll be at Flowery Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to be up there like, that was bad. You don't want to ask questions. Because the thing about Rod is what he's going to talk about is more stuff, little things that probably didn't show up in the tape or something like that. But it's going to be more ask questions if there's big plays given up or this, and he'll probably say, "Well, on this play, had busted coverage." No, it's not always busted.
I just
coverage.
Want them to
you
bust the coverage.
Yep,
I want them to bust the coverage and have him to be like, "Yeah, that was a great play we made, but you know, in reality, they wouldn't have had that guy out there."
Yeah, we slid the protection. We had the protection one way. They went adjust.
It just would be cool if. There was a preseason moment. There was one moment last year, right, where they had the ones out there against the Bengals threes or something like that.
Yes.
And it was like, all right, they moved it down the field. This is great. Like, it doesn't really matter because those guys aren't really going to be in the NFL.
Right.
But so what? It was fun to watch.
Because if they did, because you know my thing, if they got their butt kicked, we talk more about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have every preseason for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, preseason doesn't matter. No, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter wins and loss wise, but they look like crap and then they weren't a good football team. So maybe it was an indicator.
Maybe it was.
You know what I mean? We were talking about it off the air. They had that horrible performance against Miami in the preseason. Was it last year or the year before? Something like that.
I think it was.
And we had to be like, yeah, it's not really an indicator.
Yeah, it was.
They
got bludgeoned.
And they sucked. So that's why. Yeah. I just hope they look good on Friday. Or at least good enough to keep the momentum rolling. Keep the excitement going. We'll come back. This team needs no momentum help. Georgia's the number one team in the coaches poll. They'll be the number one team in every poll. We'll talk to Brandon Adams about them coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the dark, lying on a back saying counting the stars where the cool grass grows.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, this hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. 20 minutes from right now. But as always, this time of the week, we talked to Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter, at Dog Nation Daily, and brought to you by R.S. Andrews Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. B.A., how are you?
What up, B.?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well. Also, football season is getting closer.
Yeah, you can feel it coming. And I was going to ask you this because, I don't know, maybe it's recency bias. Maybe it actually is this way for you, but every season is anticipated. Obviously, Georgia is incredibly good, as they always are, number one in the coaches' poll. Does this season feel like a little bit more anticipated than other seasons have been? I know there's a lot of change, but do you feel that way about this incoming season?
I absolutely do, and I don't think it has anything to do with what the actual end-of-season result ends up being for Georgia. I mean, obviously, me and the other Georgia fans hope it's a championship, but when you look at the schedule that Georgia's about to play, and I think the intrigue about the playoff, and I actually believe the 12-team number is going to be better for college football than the 4-team number was. I think the playoff is probably going to be an upgrade. Like, because of some of the new things making the schedule better, the season more interesting, I can't think of a time in which I was, this excited. And far more excited than a year ago, even though at the time Georgia was going for a third straight national championship, there really wasn't anything on Georgia's schedule that got you excited at all. And when you saw the coaches poll come out yesterday, 5 teams in the top 15 on the Georgia schedule, 4, 5, and 6, all 3 on the road. Like, this is about to be a really, really compelling few months here. And we'll see how Georgia handles it all. But on paper, it's about as compelling as it gets.
B.A., do you think on paper or just, because I think Georgia's the best team. But is it more of a reputation thing why Georgia is number one? Because Ohio State's loaded. Texas is loaded. I mean, these teams have just as much talent as Georgia does. Does Kirby put it a little bit over the top as far as – because both of these teams seem like they're evenly matched as far as players.
Well, I guess the only thing I would push back on a little bit, Randy, is look at Ohio State. That's the team that's going to be number two in all of the unofficial polls and, the 2 official polls there as well. I mean, I think there are legitimate questions about Ohio State at quarterback. I mean, it looks like Will Howard at least is going to begin the year as a starting quarterback. That's not a player I'd put in the same category of Carson Beck. In fact, it's not even a guarantee Will Howard would have started for Kansas State this year had he remained there. And it's not a guarantee he's even, an upgrade over what Devin McCourt was a year ago. And even Buckeyes fans will tell you they've got some legitimate questions with their offensive line there as well. So it's not that Georgia doesn't have some questions to answer too, but those are a couple of pretty important issues where I would say Ohio State's, got some stuff to sort of figure out. So I do think that from a talent perspective, both in terms of seasoned, experienced talent and also just sheer, preponderance of talent, Georgia's probably deserving of being number one. But when you look at what Georgia's about to play, you're kind of wondering, can they withstand the pressure that comes from having to sort of load up and do it week after week after week?
But then that's where the Kirby part comes in, right? Like, over the last couple of years, they've done that and won it, and Ryan Day hasn't. None of the other coaches up there at the top have. So maybe that – I mean, I'm with you. I think that's probably the thing that tips the scale in Georgia's favor on paper. But the coach part of it has to help as well.
No, I think that's probably true, and we've sort of seen this. And this is – a lot of this gets attributed to, Nick Saban's no longer here, and so therefore that makes Kirby Smart the best coach. But the truth is – if Kirby was ascending even before Nick Saban was retiring, he's won 2 national championships while, Saban was still an active coach. And so I think you're both right in that if you're talking about the coach that you would trust to help figure out how to get through some of these games, he's clearly more accomplished than Ryan Day is. He's clearly more accomplished than Steve Sarkisian is. And if anyone's capable of doing it right now in college football, Kirby Smart would obviously be that guy.
I know your answer would probably be Dan Lanning when I talk about the next coach, so I'm taking Dan out of it. Sark or Ryan Day?
I think there's a chance that Steve Sarkisian may be on his way to figuring something out. And, I think when Sark was hired, obviously the jury was out in 1,000 different ways about what he was going to be. If you just want to keep it to on-field stuff here for a moment, it was tenure at Washington. Andy can tell you about that. I don't think that was spectacular. His time at USC, obviously, a little bit of a, kind of a murky picture, but, not certainly great on the football field. Like, I wasn't sure if Texas was hiring a great coach when it brought in Sarkisian. But here's something here to tell you. I think last year was a real accomplishment. Texas was dead last in America in penalties called against their opponents. Nobody in the Big 12 wanted them to win that league. And they still found a way to do it. They got to the playoff. I think that Sarkisian has sort of built a roster here that looks a little bit like the SEC. I mean, I'm actually somewhat of a believer that Sarkisian in this stage of his career is sort of figuring some stuff out that he had not figured out early in his career, including when he was Falcons offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I mean, one thing he's always done, and he's going to do better there, is recruit. I mean, he's put together and helped put together some great rosters, and he's certainly done that there. Now he's got the coffers to go out there and pay whatever he wants to get these guys in as well. So I don't think
It's line of scrimmage stuff, too. I mean, their offensive line this year is going to be one of the best in America. Last year, they were really good on the defensive line. Like, that's the thing you got to have are those line of scrimmage guys. That's what the Big 12 hasn't always had and typically doesn't have. But last year, on their way out the door, Sarkisian was showing that he could compile that kind of talent at those spots, too.
How much do you think the video game has built into the anticipation as well? Like, I'm serious. I know we don't really play it, but it's a phenomenon that people can't get enough of. And the anticipation of a decade away and all that kind of stuff. Like, I feel like that's a part of the build towards the anticipated season as well.
Well, I think you're probably right. And I would also say this. I think the video game is going to shape the way in which we think about the season a little bit. And I'm sure there's a thousand ways of which I'm not going to be able to describe. But one thing in particular, you know, running backs are always good in video games. Think about when we were kids, you know, Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl, or, you know, there's a million examples. Running backs just have outsized value in video games. So I think because of the fact that guys like Quinshon Judkins and, you know, others are supposedly really good in this video game, and to the extent that I played it, kind of seen that too, I think that we may be on kind of a little bit of a year of the running back type thing in college football, because I think people are kind of conditioned to think about running backs because the really good running backs are always really good in video games.
B.A., what's your thought process on this Michigan thing, man? I mean, it just seems like NCAA is bored, and we got to figure out a way because we got our butt kicked as usual. But we got to find a way to get some relevance, man. What's your thought on that whole situation?
I wish I wasn't so cynical about this because I don't always feel like cynicism is the most attractive quality. But the truth is all of this is playing out exactly how all of the powerful people wanted it to. It's obvious that Michigan cheated. I believe that Michigan gained an unfair advantage by their cheating, but there was no real appetite to punish them. So you drag it out. You know, Michigan's content to let it play out. You know, things are being proven. Allegations are being kind of verified here, but it's sort of too late to do anything about it. The NCAA has theoretically the authority to govern here, but they don't quite have the mandate to come after, you know, such a big program like the Wolverines. They don't really want to do anything about this. This was always the plan. It was to punt it on down the road, and, you know, a few months after the fact, we'll come out with some sort of scathing report. People will get, you know, all, you know, hot and bothered, you know, in the media and on social media and things like that. But literally nothing is ever of any kind of real note going to happen. This is just how the powerful protect itself, and that's exactly what's happening here.
My appetite has unwavered, B.A. I think they should be stripped of that national title, and whoever it was that came in second, I don't remember who it was, should be called the national champions. That's just my opinion. Hey, let me ask you about a player. Obviously, K.J. Bolden is a guy that folks are excited about, looking forward to seeing. Draws comparisons to Malachi Starks. I think we understand why. But is Malachi Starks still being around and being so good a big reason why we might see more K.J. Bolden early in this season?
Yeah, I think it makes it easier to play the young guy because you would have such a, you know, a truly quality veteran to sort of play off of him. And this is just one of those things that Georgia has kind of had a history of doing. It's like you've got the great established safety, and Georgia always, and I would say that Kirby's history as a defensive back helps with this, but you've always got that sort of next great safety waiting in the wings. And I'll tell you know, you've seen Kirby say his stuff. There's been a lot of published reports about this, and, you know, people that I've talked to kind of, you know, sort of a layer below that, a little bit more anonymous, I mean, they are absolutely raving about K.J. Bolden, that this really might be – I mean, you know, Georgia needs another safety, so it would obviously help fill the void on the field, but also over the course of a career, this really might be that next great Georgia defensive back, which is exciting because when Georgia won that recruiting battle for him, for a lot of different reasons, it was a really big deal, and, you know, I'm hearing privately even more praise about just how good he has a chance to eventually be.
It's crazy. Malachi Starks, veteran.
Doesn't it feel, I know.
I mean, we just saw this boy intercepting the ball against damn Oregon on the sideline. We're like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It scares me how fast time goes by. I tell you, it really does. It really concerned me how quickly these years are evaporating.
Hey, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but it was a pretty cool story when Nick Fink, the former Georgia swimmer, won a medal. Kirby FaceTimed him. He went on to win a gold medal this week. Who would you most want to FaceTime you after achieving a career milestone? Maybe it's Kirby. I don't know.
Boy, that's a really good question. you know, I don't know that I want to say every answer that I might be going through my head right now. So let me just say Kirby Smart and just kind of keep it nice. And
no, I want to hear the weird ones.
Well, I was going to say like Sydney Sweeney or something like that, I guess.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Maybe she would.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice.
All right. A little BA After Dark there. That's good. That's good. You come on the show.
I don't know about that. But,
no, just to say congratulations. That's all. It's all on the up and up. BA, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Good to be with you guys.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, fan of Sydney Sweeney. Who isn't? Who isn't? You can follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. And we always talk to him on Tuesday. An awkward end to the interview. My bad. We'll get to an AMA coming up next. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day.
Boom!
Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. A couple phone lines available as well, 404-726-0929. Watching the one of the preliminary heats for the 400 meter.
Yes.
And one of the favorites. Looks like he hurt his groin, maybe. Or maybe he knew he wasn't going to win.
Yeah, because he was in fourth place when
he was in fourth place when that groin started to tighten up a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I hate to accuse, but
and I will not.
No, but you know,
ow.
The Norwegian guy didn't get hurt, and he came in dead last.
Like, oh yeah, he pulled it. Pulled it. He's coming around the turn and grabbed.
Yeah, he was out of the screen. He was so far back there. Oh well, Norwegians aren't great runners. Let's start with Tommy, who's in Cleveland. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Randy, Andy, how you doing today?
Good.
Hey, what's up? Good. All right, couple of quick questions. Now I was going to go with a groin question, but I don't think that's appropriate, so I'm not. I want to hear from Andy, what's your favorite Filipino food?
Oh.
And I want to know from Randy about what is the national park you actually want to go to?
Because you got us confused.
No, but I think I don't think he did. Yeah. I think he wants us to kind of do the others.
Okay.
Tell me the name of the egg roll kind of thing.
Lumpia. Yeah,
lumpia. Love lumpia.
Yes,
so good.
Okay, so this there's a
don't get as much Filipino food as I used to.
There's an Asian market up here off Jimmy Carter. Perfect.
Okay,
we went and picked some up. My favorite national park. I don't think I've ever been to one.
No, but if you were gonna go,
if I were ever going to go, the one with the less bears.
Yeah, there's tons that don't have bears.
Okay, send me to Yellowstone.
Now, that one might have bears.
Oh.
But Yellowstone's a good one.
Yeah.
I said, like, that's a good, if you're only going to go to one national park in your life, that's a good one to go to.
You
can avoid the bears.
Well, Yellowstone's where?
Montana, Wyoming, and I think a tiny little bit in Idaho.
Okay.
But mostly Wyoming.
Okay. The most brothers in Wyoming, right?
Excuse me?
The most brothers are in Wyoming, right?
In terms of what?
Compared Idaho, Montana, Wyoming.
That's a great question. I would guess probably Montana.
All right.
Because it has bigger cities.
I just talked to Ben. I talked to Ben Watson. What did we talk? Sunday?
So you're asking me which of those three states has the highest black population?
Yes.
I think probably Montana.
Okay, yeah. I just talked to Ben Watson Sunday, and him and his family just got back from Montana.
Now, if they were still there.
Yeah.
Then Montana definitely.
Yeah, that's what he said. Because
he's got a big family.
That's exactly what he said. Where he said, counting my nine?
Yeah, because the Watsons, they got a lot of Watsons. Yeah. All right?
Yeah, he said, counting my nine?
They might have with the whole Watson family in Montana, they might have had 20.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. He said, counting my nine?
All right. No, but I don't know, man. If you're looking, if that's like a... That's like the stipulation for going to a national park. I don't know which one's going to be your one.
They got no national parks in Georgia?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No. There's like national monuments and places that National Park Service, like the Martin Luther King Museum and site, all that. That's all run by the National Park Service. But no, like a national, the closest national park to here is Smoky Mountain National Park.
I'll go there then. Right the street.
Bears.
Damn.
They got bears.
Oh,
but it's just the little bears.
Oh, I can tell. I tussle one of them.
Andrew's in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Hey, Randy. Also, Everglades National Park is a nice one down south.
No bears there.
Gators, though, probably.
Yep, a lot of gators.
I'd rather fight a bear than gator.
There's one in South Carolina too. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not Congaree. Maybe not too far from here.
So yeah, proud FIU alum. So you kind of took my question earlier. So I'll try to reshape it, but yeah, Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, it makes sense. Florida International. So, So my question is, if you had a brand that you could wear similarly, like on your shirt for your, you know, for your day work from Monday through Friday, what would your brand be? And like, somebody comes up to you and they have to, you know, you have to kind of like give them a brief pitch. I don't know. What would that be? Like, what would the brand be? And like, it's not a
is this a brand that exists?
Yeah. And it could be anything, you know, they're paying you, you know, handsomely. So you just like, you just got to wear that for whatever the duration of the contract is.
Got it. So what brand clothing brand do you basically want to endorse?
Or not clothing brand, but any brand like beer or whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, got it. Got it.
Yeah, I wear a Bush shirt and brand. I don't know. I don't wear a lot of brands.
I mean, all your shirts are some brand, like Hanes or something.
Okay.
He's going to be the Hanes guy.
I like the new Fabaholics.
There you go.
Those. I love those. Love those
Fabletics.
Shorts. Fabletics. I'm sorry. Fabletics. Love them. Just got me some pants.
Okay.
I look real athletic in them.
Of course you
do. Like I can still go.
You're athletic.
Like I can still go.
And they're comfortable.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
I got those shorts that are made by a company called Free Fly.
Yeah.
And they got a built-in boxer brief that's made out of bamboo.
Yeah. Ooh.
And it just feels like a vacation for my, you know,
I can't,
every day.
We talked about it. I can't wear those. I can't have them to determine if I want to wear drawers or not. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. But, well,
like those shorts are so
dope. Yeah, right. You're wearing them.
Yeah.
If you're wearing those shorts, you're wearing boxer briefs.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, like, there's days when you don't.
Wear what?
You know, like to work?
I mean, come on, man. Sometimes I forget.
You don't forget.
Sometimes I forget.
I think you do that on purpose.
Sometimes I forget.
We got like a big interview. I want to make sure I'm nice and loose for this
sometimes
one.
Sometimes I forget.
Yeah, so Free Fly. That's the name. It's an overpriced like outdoor company. Or Patagonia, another one. Overpriced outdoor company. I would love to get that stuff for free. Absolutely love. I have so much of it at home anyway.
Might as well
get it for free. All right. Adam is from is in Monticello. Hey, Adam.
Monticello.
Monticello. Hi, Adam.
Yeah, I'm on the road in Monticello.
Country
Randy might know where it's at.
Yeah, man. I know where the country at.
Yeah. Hey, actually, Randy, I just stopped at the Big Chicken Precise.
My man.
Know where that was at.
My man.
But earlier on the show, the first time I had a truck off. Y'all were talking about the guy that got the offer, the pole vaulter.
Yeah.
And Randy was talking about him sitting on the couch. And it threw me off because I used to work with a guy that used the word fur to refer to something else. You know what I'm talking about? But Randy said with white fur all around you.
Yeah, like the white fur.
Yeah, but the dude I used to work with used that word fur to refer to. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
Anyhow, when you were talking about the weddings, what is the craziest or most awkward thing you ever seen at a wedding?
Oh, man. Oh.
Good question.
Ooh. It's an ex show up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uninvited?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man. And it was bad.
So what I referenced was something that I saw happen.
Yeah.
Was... I don't want to get too specific, but a relative has two daughters. Oldest daughter, he gave a speech at her wedding, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was just not a dry eye in the house, just an unbelievable, like, wow, where'd that come from?
Right.
I didn't know he had that in him. Second daughter gets married, just a flop.
Really?
It was like a 2-minute speech. He talked about her ex in the speech.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was like, all right, when's the good stuff coming? He was like, all right, now on to the next. I was like, come on.
You not like her? Their wedding cost more?
I guess he had a favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
it was like, dude,
my
come
thing, on. Like, this is the thing. Like, it wasn't like different world. Like, I remember how Dwayne Wayne came in there like, baby, please. It wasn't like that. But this dude was outside. And I'm just like, okay. So I got to get the back page to all this, right? I got to get back. Like, how long were they broke? She said that this is the word I'm getting from her people because these ain't my people wedding. And so we go there, and he's like they've been broken up for 5 years. And this dude, like, I don't know, woke up like, I know you're getting married.
He showed up and decided he was going to be
with,
if the – now, the priest never actually says this, but if the priest says, if anybody has an objection, speak now.
Yes.
He was going to speak now.
Yes.
That is outrageous.
I was like, what the hell's going on? Because, it was inside. We're inside, so you can hear the ruckus outside, like, hey, dog.
Who was trying to stop him?
Yeah, like the groomsmen. Because the thing about it was nobody had walked down yet.
Oh, okay.
And so all them were in the church, in the sanctuary part.
Got it.
And you hear him, like, come, like, damn.
What the hell's wrong with that guy?
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
He had 5 years to do that.
Five. And now the day that this girl want to marry this man, you want to show up?
I hope the groomsmen did what they were supposed
to do.
Oh,
we're about to go down.
Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah. That, like, how you gonna show up to the church?
What a jerk. That's terrible behavior. All right, Tim is in Atlanta. Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Tim.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. So, look, I talked to y'all before about when I went to Brazil and all that good stuff. I had a trader in the group.
Passport boys, man.
I'm going to Bahamas this weekend on a Carnival cruise.
Make sure y'all can get out, dog. That hurricane should be gone by now.
Yeah, I think they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Okay.
Oh, look. If I stay there, look, I got some paternity tests to take, but that's another story. However, though, we have actually two friends. They're bringing their girlfriends along. And the reason they're bringing their girlfriends along is because they found out that, you know, there's a group of girls coming with us.
Duh.
And it's like, I know. However, though, how can you tell your friends, like, hey, we want to go and hang out and stuff like that, but, man, you can't come with us because we're going to be out doing single man stuff and stuff you can't talk about stuff. So how do you go about that and still have fun and not mess up anything going on? Because last time I checked, you don't want to mess up anybody's household, especially when they're their girls there.
Tim, don't worry about them. They brought their girls, so they know they're supposed to act right.
Right, you can do whatever you want to do. Yeah,
you
Tim, by all accounts, if I remember correctly, is single.
Yeah, Tim, you can do it. Tim, you hang out with a lot of couples.
Yeah, right? True.
Yeah, you hang out a lot of couples. Get you some single friends.
Or, like, buddies that want to go cheat on their significant others in island nations.
You don't have to worry about their feelings at all.
You know, I would just say, do you.
Now, if it was a boys' trip and then their girl got to go because they don't trust them, that's one thing. Because I'm like, okay, then we ain't going.
Now, I do wonder, though, is it, okay, so the guys have their girlfriends coming, and then there's a group of guys, too. Now, Tim's single. He's in the clear.
Right.
But is there guys that have significant others that aren't there that those girls know?
And that's the key right there. I doubt it.
Okay.
Because my thing is like this. You can't be messing around in a woman seeing, you know.
Yeah, she's going to tell.
She's going to tell.
Yeah.
She's telling.
And again, last trip Tim went on, one of his male friends told on all the
guys. Yeah. They're telling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're telling, dog. No.
Tim's taking great trips.
Yes.
But he's like hamstringing himself with the group.
You the single one. Do you.
Yeah.
All right? Let everybody else catch up.
Yeah, I would just say do whatever you want.
All right.
Do whatever you want. Let it all hang out. Let the paternity test fly.
Yeah, Tim. Go down and have a good time.
Yeah, have fun as much as you possibly can.
Stretching.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
And he said, you can't have enough Wagners.
It's true.
You can't have enough.
Two's not enough. Give me four. Brandon Adams said video games are going to lead to a running back renaissance.
I love it.
I'm sure. I hope that's true. We'll see.
Speaking of football players, you don't mess around with Stanford corners.
Yeah.
And iPhone's better than Android, and we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so take that.
I got some tweets on that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No, still
the Android folks.
What
did
you get more tweets about? Androids or Buc-ee's yesterday?
Buc-ee's yesterday. Good Lord,
gracious!
The Buc-ee's cult is strong.
What is wrong?
Goodness gracious!
Huge cult for a freaking gas station.
Do they have? Is it like? Do they have stock in it or something like that? Do they think we're going to drive down the price?
God.
You don't own Buc-ee's.
Yeah, that is not your place.
Your last name's not Buc-ee. My name's closer to it than yours is.
Yeah. You do not have to defend a gas station either.
It's just a gas station. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio, we'll see what Dukes about have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.